All right, welcome back to House Rules, the podcast where we turn the chaos of life into something you can actually control. I'm your host, Stephen Almeida, and today we're talking about something most people avoid like paying taxes, accountability. Here's a little wisdom from Pablo Picasso to kick things off. Our goals can only be reached through a vehicle of a plan in which we must fervently believe and upon which we must vigorously act. There is no other route to success. Translation. Stop daydreaming and start doing. If you don't have a plan, you're basically a squirrel hoarding acorns with no idea why. Sure, it feels productive, but when winter comes, you're still going to freeze your nuts off because you didn't actually prepare for anything. Let's get into how accountability, the scary, unsexy, but wildly effective practice, can take your big, lofty dreams and turn them into actual, measurable results. And don't worry, I'll make this as painless as possible. Maybe even fun. Dreams versus goals. Stop romanticizing. Let's start with this. Dreams are overrated. I know that sounds harsh. Dreams are beautiful. They're inspiring. They're a soft focus montage in your mind when you're wearing a suit, driving a Lamborghini, and giving a TED talk about how you made it. But here's the thing about dreams. They're just the appetizer. The cheese sticks before the steak. They don't mean squat if you're not turning them into something tangible. Goals, though? Goals are where it's at. Goals are your dreams with a game plan. They're specific, measurable, and they keep you from wandering through life like a guy at Costco who forgot his shopping list. I learned this back in school with those aims we used to write at the top of our papers. Remember those? I thought it was busy work. Some nonsense that teachers made up to kill time. But no, it was actually genius. Every day we set a goal, and every day we either hit it or didn't. It was simple accountability. And it worked. Now as an adult, I see how crucial that was. Here's the takeaway. If you're not turning your dreams into goals and holding yourself accountable, you're basically living in a fantasy world. And let me tell you, Peter Pan, that doesn't pay the bills. Why accountability is a non-negotiable? All right, let's address the elephant in the room. Accountability sounds awful, doesn't it? It's like flossing. Everyone knows it's good for you, but nobody wants to do it. Here's the deal. Accountability is the glue that holds your goals together. Without it, your dreams is just ideas flowing in your head like helium balloons. Pretty to look at, but useless when you need to carry some. Accountability forces you to own your shit. When you hold yourself accountable, you're basically saying, yeah, this is on me. And that kind of ownership is rare these days. Most people are too busy blaming the economy, the weather, or Mercury in retrograde. And let's not forget external accountability. When you tell someone your goals, you're basically locking yourself into a social contract. But let's be real. Nobody wants to be the person that says, I'm going to lose 20 pounds and then gets caught eating donuts in the break room. It's not a good look. How to actually set standards of accountability. All right, now that I've guilted you into caring about accountability, let's talk about how to actually do it. Step one, write it down. Listen, if your goals aren't written down, they don't exist. Period. Write them down, make them real. And don't just scribble something vague like, I want to be successful. What does that even mean? Be specific. Be detailed. Write it down like you're giving instructions to a stranger who doesn't know you from Adam. Step two, get creative. Turn your goals to something visual. Make a vision board. Sketch it out. Or get a whiteboard and go full mad scientist. Whatever works for you. The point is to keep your goals in front of you so you can't ignore them. Step three, write your future narrative. This one's fun. Pretend you've already achieved your goal. Write a paragraph about how it feels, what your life looks like, and how much better it is than everyone else's. Okay, maybe skip that last part, but you get the idea. Writing this makes the goal feel real and keeps you motivated to chase it. Step four, take action now. Here's the thing. Momentum doesn't wait for you to feel ready. Take the first step immediately. Even if it's tiny, like sign up for the gym tiny. Action beats hesitation every time. Step five, share your goals. Tell someone your goal. Seriously, whether it's a friend, a mentor, or even your social media followers. Sharing your goals create a weird little pressure bubble that keeps you on track because nobody wants to fail in public, right? Let's talk about failure. Let me say this loud and clear. Failure is not the enemy. Laziness is. failure is just you learning what doesn't work. It's part of the process. If you're afraid to fail, you're never going to succeed because you'll never take the risk necessary to grow. And let's not forget procrastination. That sneaky little bastard. You know what beats procrastination? Breaking your goals into smaller pieces. If the idea of writing a book overwhelms you, just write a page. If you can't handle an hour at the gym, do 10 minutes. And distractions? Look, you're an adult. You don't need me to tell you to put your phone down and focus. But since I'm here, put your phone down. All right, here's your challenge for the week. One, write down one big dream you've been sitting on. Two, break it into three actionable steps. Three, take the first step today. Not tomorrow, not next week. Today. And tell someone about it. Post it, text it, yell it across the dinner table. I don't care. Just make it real. Accountability isn't about being perfect. It's about progress. It's about turning your dreams into goals and your goals into reality. So stop making excuses and start making moves. That's it for today's episode of the House Rules Podcast. If you got value out of this, do me a favor. Share it with a friend who needs a kick in the ass or maybe just some inspiration. Next week, we're diving into rule number 10. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Until then, stay accountable, stay consistent, and as always, live by the rules. Catch you next time. Peace.